Welcome back to Regional Radio. It's our legislative report featuring State Representative Mike McGurl from Potosi. And Mike, we are halfway through this legislative session already, and spring break begins next week, and a lot of action this week. Let's first start with some of the bills that were tackled in the House. Let's first talk about this Bible literacy bill. This is a chance for schools to maybe teach the history of the Bible, I understand. Is this the only religion we're talking about, Christianity, or can school districts go into, Jewish, Muslim, or what have you?
Look, we kept this to the biblical literacy. And again, it's teaching. It's not really teaching. It's viewing the Bible from a historical point of view. And yes, it just builds. Pertains to Christianity, and it just teaches it from a historical perspective. It doesn't, it's not teaching religion. They don't teach denomination or anybody as required. And we also had an amendment that we attached on the floor that this is regulated by a school board. This doesn't come from DESE. It comes from the school board can opt to offer this, has an elective, no mandatory about it. It's just, you're going to have some, I believe, students that will be interested in hearing the historical perspective of the Bible.
It does sound interesting, and it's a great idea, but what about those folks that say, hold on now, what about teaching Jewish history or Muslim history or some other religion? Have you guys thought about that and what repercussions that could bring?
Well, I'm sure it will. But what the bill's intent was is we're looking at it from the formation of the United States when the early founding fathers, the way that they viewed the Bible, and because in just about all of the writings, they always spoke of God, whether they were debating, whether they were writing. They always, made reference to biblical information whenever they would make a speech or do a writing. So I think we tried to gear this. The sponsor was looking more to bring this more to the Christianity portion of how the influence of the United States in its formation.
Hey, a few weeks ago, we talked about this vehicle inspection bill that was on the House floor. You were against it, and I understand your thoughts, but a lot of people would like this if we actually do away with these vehicle inspections. Tell me about this bill that was passed, and I'm sure you voted against it again, right?
The representative that's Eggleston that had sponsored this bill, in an original form, I did not support it because I felt that it left out too many vehicles. He went back, he spoke to members, spoke to me, spoke to various members that had concerns about the bill, and we come to a compromise on it. And so I did support the end product there after talking about it. The sponsor did compromise on the bill, and we brought it down to where the vehicle has to be 10 years old and 150,000 miles before it's required to get a vehicle inspection. It doesn't have anything to do with, like, school buses. Those are still mandatory inspections on a yearly basis by the Highway Patrol. Large trucks, none of that has changed. This deals with, passenger vehicles and small trucks.
So once those vehicles are 10 years old or over 150,000 miles, would it be a yearly inspection? Or I think right now it's every 2 years that you have to get that vehicle inspection.
It'll be a two-year inspection. If the bill, like I said, if the bill is signed into law, it'll be a two-year inspection. And the mileage, there was a question about how you'll regulate the mileage. Well, the mileage will have to be reported to whenever you license your vehicle. It's still going to have to get that, so that when it does get to that threshold, you're going to have to be required to get the inspection.
The governor rolled out a plan this week. It's a school safety plan. Just your initial thoughts on his new idea here.
Well, it's like a lot. It's like kind of like the state of the state message. You have to look at kind of the issues, he wants to address in it and how he wants to present those. Also, we got to look and see, of course, it'll have to go through a cost budget review. Overall, we want our schools safe. I mean, we definitely want to make sure that we have a safe school. I'll be open to reviewing and looking at any proposal that the governor has.
Final thing for you, Mr. McGurl, the Revenue Director, Missouri Department of Revenue Director, has announced that he is resigning, and this has to do with right before tax season. It was announced a major mistake with Missouri taxes had been going on for a few years. And then I think a couple weeks later, he announced, well, it wasn't really that big of a deal. So where are we at on this tax issue, and what's your thoughts on the revenue director resigning?
I think probably he did the best thing by doing that, because, you know, I understand that, you know, mistakes happen, but it was a pretty, you know, it was pretty evident that from the changes that was going to happen from the federal tax code, that it was going to have pretty drastic implications on the state side, since the state Missouri 1040 is reciprocal of the federal. So you could see that the withholding was going to be lessened for people. Their weekly checks are larger. I mean, that's both on the federal and the state. You know, they're getting more money on a weekly basis. And consequently, I'm finding that in my own business that the refunds are either smaller or they do owe some. You know, that should have been fixed a lot earlier in 2018, because you could, like I said, the implications of the federal tax code changes was going to have a pretty drastic effect on the Missouri tax withholding. And for my last conversation, which is earlier in the week, that revenue difference, because it was about $500 million, that has been shrunk down to about, now with the filing season in full swing, I believe they said that number is getting close to the $200 million deficiency. So hopefully by the end of the filing season that will equal out and the state will be okay. But still, you know, I think probably resigning was probably the best thing that he could do, you know, with the situation at hand.
Representative McGurl, always appreciate your time. You have a great spring break, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks, all right?
Okay, all right, thank you.
And that's Representative Mike McGurl, our legislative report on Regional Radio.